It was the Santa Barbara County brush fire which forced thousands of evacuations and burned more than 8,700 acres of land. But for Mission Canyon resident Kathy Corey, the Jesusita brush fire was much more personal. It was the beginning of a nightmare that's lasted more than 8 years.
I was at work, and a friend of mine called me who was up in Mission Canyon, and he saw smoke up in the hills and thought it might be near my house, and so it was. And I wasn't even able to go home. I mean, I tried immediately to go home, but the fire department had already closed off the street.
Corey's home was one of 80 destroyed by the 2009 blaze. This week, after years of effort, she's finally going to move into her rebuilt house.
There's a lot to go through, you know, finding a new place to live and the insurance process and then designing a new home to try to replace your old home. It all takes a tremendous amount of time and research and finally building.
The destructive fire was accidentally started by a crew which was ironically trying to reduce the brush fire danger in Santa Barbara's foothills. Investigators say the metal blades of a weed whacker hit some rocks, triggering the fire. The same type of accident happened just a few weeks ago in Brentwood when a brush clearing machine's muffler started a 50-acre-plus blaze. That fire was stopped before it reached houses. Firefighters say people need to be wary of the threat.
The normal household weed whacker has heavy-duty nylon string rotating in, and that's what does the cutting. However, there are industrial styles that are built for clearing brush and heavier, much heavier grasses and shrubbery, and you'll find that those have metal blades on them. They are a lot more dangerous to operate, and one of the dangers of those in particular is that should one of those blades strike a rock, it possibly could cause a spark, and a big enough one, if it hit the dry brush, it could actually, in fact, start a fire. We know that they have in the past.
Steve Swindle with the Ventura County Fire Department.
If you're doing it yourself, be extra cautious and have a water supply. A garden hose, for the most part, is probably sufficient. However, if you've got a crew working and there's heavier brush in your area, and they are, in fact, using those, I would ask the contractor what type of water source do they have available in the event that something does start. So not a bad idea to have that to help them put out a smaller fire or help them contain something while we're on our way.
Swindle says if you haven't done your brush clearance yet, you need to get moving because the deadline is already passed.
The notices go out in the early spring, and the deadline is, in fact, June 1st. You should already have had all of your brush clearance accomplished. Right now, we have our engine crews out in their sectors inspecting and signing off and then noting if there's any more work that needs to get done to work with the homeowners to get that done. There's actually a county statute, an ordinance that requires that to be done, and if the homeowners do not cooperate, they do have the authority to go in and clear the brush, and not only will they charge you for the contracting fee, but they'll charge you an administrative fee as well.
Clearing brush safely is a special concern for Kathy Corey, who lost her home to the Jesusita brush fire.
People really need to be careful and to clear their property, make sure that they're taking care.
After more than 8 years, Corey finally gets to return home. Her new house is ready for move-in this week. Does she have any qualms about returning to Mission Canyon?
I just love it up there. I love seeing the deer and, you know, bobcats come through the property, and I love being close to nature, and that's why I wanted to go back up there.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.